Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. What a glorious week, David. What a joy and pleasure to have shared the week with you and all the wondrous things that happened during it. And we want to thank everyone. Let's start with Brian Gertz for getting up and getting us on Twitch. And we want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Also, thank you for listening on this Friday.
In all week. Yeah. It was a great week.
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's a good week to have fun. And we want to thank our executive producer, Dustin William Rhodes.
Great show.
Even though he wasn't here. And Cesar Perez helped out this morning. Thank you, Cesar. Great work.
Latino. Tu sabes.
Yes. And of course, Ray Diaz. It moves me, man.
Great job,
time.
Ray.
Thank you, man.
Doing a lot of work in there solo. Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable.
I'm tired just watching him run
How
around.
How about it?
I've only been on the other side of a full, sold-out Wrigley Stadium.
That's, of course, poor Jock Peterson. We won't have him to kick around anymore, Bernstein.
And you might not have very many more full Wrigley Stadiums.
And we have Dan and Layla now. Dan Bernstein, Layla Rahimi.
Happy Friday.
A couple of the nicest, Dan, Layla. Most generous people we know. No? You got to turn that thing on, I think.
It is on.
Oh,
sorry. I'm just away from
you. Were surprised to be called generous?
I was in shock and awe.
So I'm imagining you walk out of here today, and like this, and this vehicle just sort of pulls up, screeches to a halt, and you jump on, and it just peels away and heads to points north.
No. First, I've got to figure out the whole passport thing. I've been dealing with passport issues all week long.
Visa problems.
Today will be the fifth consecutive day that I attempt to get a passport for my son, John, and hopefully this is the magic day.
Good luck.
We have really been through the ringer.
Don't put yourself in the position that I put myself in with my son needing a passport to go to Canada when I forgot that his was expired. I've got a guy.
Oh, do you?
But
need that name.
How much money you got? Because you can get whatever you need, but
I need a passport under a different name too, just because I want to do that. I've literally been to the post. I don't know how often you go to the post office. There are all sorts of weird stereotypes about people not working hard at the post office and you can't get anything done at the post office. These are just stories people tell. But I'm going to try for the fifth time to get the passport.
Fifth straight day?
The one on Dearborn.
Fifth straight day.
Yeah, that's... Not one, not two. We went Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yesterday was Thursday.
There are professional expediters.
Which, by the way, to me is really shady. But maybe that's because I'm the Middle Easterner over here who was on the selected list.
Were you on the selected list?
Oh, yeah, it was a real good time. And then they would always lie to you about it. I couldn't self-check in. I couldn't, check in 24 hours before a flight, and then they'd be like, I'm sorry, we don't know why you can't do this. And I'm like, I know why, you jerks.
Wait, what accent was that?
It's just like the generic, like,
the generic customer
stupid
service
stewardess right. who's okay. like, she's not stupid. It's just like the
oh boy, hold the whoa, whoa. Back yeah. off now.
The generic super stewardess line they give you that's like, well, we don't know why that's the case. And like at LaGuardia, for example.
Flight attendant.
Well,
I mean, the whole thing was mythical.
Shortly after 9/11, I was on some kind of list, ask anyone, because I was literally, like, they must have thought I was a raw man or something. Every time I went to the airport, I was called out of line. And the thing is, like, every time I got called out of line, I always thought, like, oh, did I win something? Like, they'd be like, announce your name.
Like,
and I'd
Bozo
be like,
buckets?
Oh my God, am I like the millionth flyer? And then you'd, some guy would be like snapping a glove on, like, signaling you to go into the room.
That's not a line you want to get in.
No.
Yeah.
My dad wasn't on the list for a while, and then he was insulted.
Why am I man. Not being profiled?
Yeah.
Respect like, me.
Yeah, essentially.
Tony Rizzo.
And he's like, I didn't go through the hostage crisis for right. this.
Do you know what I've endured?
I'm like, you're in pleated khakis and a polo. Like, nobody's... But yeah, so they would always give some dumb excuse. And that's what I was going with. It was the line where they pretend like they don't know. But the weirdest part was that if you checked your bag somewhere at a certain airport, they would go through it and leave a note saying that they went through it. So I started leaving notes preemptively, like, enjoy my underwear, still not a terrorist.
We were in...
So that's why I find it all very interesting that certain people can just get passports. Like, it's no
also
big
use
deal.
Also used as a pickup line.
There are expediters. If you really need one, that they pull strings, they've got couriers, they've got people, they have X amount of slots.
But legal, Dan. You're talking about legal
yes,
methods.
Just,
then forget it. I don't need his name.
It's ridiculously expensive.
Like expediters.
Look them up. There's one in Chicago. It's an office here, like down on Wacker, and I was there last Sunday morning at 6 in the morning, and they bring you up there.
People help. How quickly did they expedite?
24 hours.
Really? That's awesome.
But like, for some people.
You're going to have to basically sell your soul for it, though.
Yeah, no, I don't need it that quickly, but I do need it at some point.
I'll
just keep going to the post office till it happens.
The post office on Dearborn, I've heard, has good luck with that. Like, you will have to wait in a line, and the line is hit and miss.
Well, you have to make an appointment now. And so, I mean, among the many things that happened yesterday, you know, got there early, did followed every document. There's no turning back now. And they did not have us with an appointment. Uh-huh. And I was like, well, no, we made an appointment. Do you recognize me? I've been here every day this week. And the woman was like, no, you know, you're not on our list.
Well, it's a Kafka-esque nightmare.
Yes. And, yeah. and I'm literally like, well, what can I do? Well, you know, you have to make the appointment. You can't do it today. You'd have to come back
tens
tomorrow.
Tens and 20s, please.
And I'm kind of like, I was literally like, you know us. Like, we're now friends. We've talked every
we're
day
here
for
every
a week.
Day.
Exactly.
I'm here all week.
And I got everything lined up, but apparently they didn't have record of the appointment, which, why would that be different than every other day? I just felt like it was Kafkaesque. I did feel that way.
The best method that I've found is that just the online way. And you can expedite it that way. Maybe that's too late for that, but that's what I would recommend.
So I've been thinking about this. There was a question you asked yesterday of Lamond Pope,
mm-hmm.
that I think there is a definitive correct answer to. And I've been thinking about it a lot, and I got the numbers. When you asked who is the most disappointing member of the Chicago White Sox relative to his standards, it is without a doubt this year Jose Abreu.
Really?
Without a doubt.
Because of the kind of year he's coming off of?
Just his career averages.
Right.
He's been bad for him. He's been okay.
He needs to kind of take over a little bit. He just needs to kind of control the team for a couple
of
weeks.
That's an interesting selection. I think of Jose Abreu's first half, and I think of a guy that just has been beaten up like a pinata. I mean, seems like he has.
Oh, my God.
He has.
He's had so many football injuries. You know what I mean?
Yes. Seriously.
Yeah. And he's old.
Yeah.
But did he do himself any favors by being in the lineup the next day?
That's a good point.
How many times did that happen?
That's a great point.
Where we're like, I don't know how you're back in the lineup yet the next day, and it'd be like for a 110 game after we suffered something crazy in a night.
And we
game.
Always say, what a tough guy. Wow, he's a tough guy. See how tough he is. But is that the wisest move?
He's a one-win player. I mean, really, his weighted runs created plus is 117. Wow. His career is 132. I mean, the standards that he set, even if last year was an outlier, last year in 60 games, he accrued 2.6 wins of value. That's astonishing. And then we know it. He was decorated for it because he deserved it. And this year he's been fine. He's been okay. But if you are a stick only guy, you're a first baseman DH, you got to hit, man.
I don't think that the injuries, okay, that sounds like an excuse, but so aside from the injuries, how much do you think of that is also because of who he has not had in the lineup to help
protection
protect him?
In the lineup? Yeah, that's
but Jose
point.
Abreu has traditionally been everybody else's protection in the
lineup. True, but I think he has benefited from Aloy's presence there, Luis Robert's presence there, Grandal when he was maybe a little bit. I don't know.
Walkie.
That sounds like an excuse as well, but I do wonder the impact of not having those guys on Abreu.
I mean, strikeout numbers are up. Isolated power is down. Weighted on base is well down. And you know that it's his value is in his bat. And, I mean, obviously, last year, again, clearly an outlier, but in 60 games, guy had 19 home runs. In 83 games now, he's had 15 home runs.
What about Chiolito? I'm
disappointment.
Not, well, I just think because of how I view him and because of what I want for him, I want him to get better immediately because he just hasn't been as good as he should be. That's all.
I have maintained that he hasn't been the same since that 40-plus pitch single inning against the Red Sox early in the season. And I always watch those because those high pitch count innings are high leverage innings. And they say that that's a lot of times the precursor to some sort of injury or it taxes the arm in a way that is really hurtful more so than other typical innings that you see out of pitchers or even the velocity at which they're throwing. And it makes me wonder.
So you're scratching the name off the Manager of the Year trophy if I hear what you're saying.
I do not think that the early tenure of this went well for Tony La Russa.
He's getting better.
And that's what I said. It sounds like he's like learning his personnel, but
he took
that's what happens when you've been out of the game for 10 years.
Mistakes in a deep dive by The Athletic, and that was a pretty good story Andy McCullough wrote on Tony La Russa and the season that he has had. And you know, he opened up a little bit. Look, if you follow the Sox every day as we do, there were a lot of things that you had heard before, but it's just not in the same, you know, story. That was a long story. And I think it kind of signaled the kind of respect that Tony La Russa could be in for in the second half if the Sox keep winning, if he can avoid the kind of missteps that he couldn't avoid in the first part.
It also just seemed like somebody who we heard say, well, I didn't know the rules, and he was pleasantly surprised by his players a lot of the time in the first part of the season, almost like you had some time to get to know your dudes earlier.
I also think the support system has coalesced around him a little bit. I think some of that scaffolding around him has started to build a bit, and we don't know where the nuances there are. That maybe it's not, maybe you don't feel as intimidated as you did before. Maybe somebody could say, hey, why don't we get a righty up? Or why don't you flip flop these guys in the lineup? Just a thought here. Whether it's Jerry Nairn or whether it's Ethan Katz or any else around him, as they get more familiar with each other and they become more comfortable with each other professionally, it makes it easier to suggest some things. Perhaps I think that it's okay. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but maybe some of the ice that's there to start has thawed a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point because they had to get used to Tony La Russa as well. And as we talk about the players and how we would, you know, how those cultures would clash. But I think the staff was as big as anything. And remember, you know, that was the thing about the not knowing the rules and getting the pitchers up. That was as much on the structure as it was on the manager. And that was the problem early on. And I think they have worked through some of those kinks.
I think anytime you have to talk about it, though, with this type of discussion, then he probably shouldn't be the Manager of the Year. But that is an award given based on your team performance.
Well, it's between two septuagenarians.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're managing against each other tonight. I love the idea of a book, you know, 3 days in July. What do you think?
I love that series in June, but Lance Lynn said we should all chill for a minute, but I maintain that it was still enjoyable.
It reminds me, what was that awful movie with Stallone and De Niro about the boxers that have the fight again in their 60s? What was it so bad, and Kim Basinger is in it, and they had like this
Kim Basinger. Wow,
they had a rivalry, and they were heavyweight fighters, and then they decided to fight again as old men. That's what this reminds me of. It's like they're
Dusty and Tony.
Yeah, Dusty and Tony getting the band back together. And you know, doing
Dusty's
it again.
Getting a lot of credit because he had to deal with everyone hating the Astros because they're such a gang of cheating, no good rotters. I don't know. Yeah, but I don't know if we're going to ever really discuss that. But that's part of the difficulty of his job, is making such an unlikable group of cheaters appear to be likable.
Which is ironic, because Dusty always liked to turn his teams into jerks.
But he was the guy brought in to do just the opposite.
Yeah, in his first go-around, he liked having guys who were jerks.
There's no way that he does that unless he knows how much talent he has. That's the other thing.
Right.
They are jerky and easy to dislike, but boy, are they talented.
Well, I think Major League Baseball not really punishing them helped ease this.
Well, the owner had nothing to do with it. Just ask the guy who works for him.
Oh, my gosh. And did I read correctly? Did we hear correctly?
Jim Crane was at every single game.
But he came out and said, the commissioner, who I employ, has said that I had nothing to do.
Yeah, that press conference was unfortunate.
That was unbelievable.
It was really bad. But apparently the White Sox are not going to let people troll the Astros.
Oh, I wanted to go out there dressed with a garbage can.
Did they make that announcement?
We got a text and a question from somebody saying that he had heard that supposedly if you mocked the Astros angrily, or even perhaps jovially, that you might get kicked out tonight. But there's no way of knowing that until we see what happens this evening.
What if you just stood up and screamed cheaters at the top of your lungs at someone? That's allowed.
People still boo Ryan Braun. Astros were proven to cheat. I find this acceptable.
And isn't it one of those things that if you announce before the fact that you're going to do this, if you hear trolling, you're kind of inviting more trolling?
Well, I think that's why.
How many of us could get thrown out?
Yeah, exactly. Because otherwise, would it really cross your mind? I'm going to go to the park tonight, and I'm going to yell at Jose Altuve. Yeah.
Well, don't you have to? You know what? Buzz him. So he knows what pitch is coming.
Or when you homer, just do the thing with your shirt the way Aaron Judge did.
Isn't that why he took his shirt off in New York, is to show everybody he didn't have anything on him?
Yeah.
Do you think the reason none of the Astros showed up at the All-Star game is because they knew they'd be booed?
I don't know that if it was because they knew they'd be booed. I wonder if they worried about the reception they'd get in the American League clubhouse.
I wonder if that's why they had those nondescript uniforms where nobody could figure out who was playing, was to hide them so that way you didn't know whether or not they were on the field.
I could respect that.
Three of them played, no one knows.
At least that would give us a reason why they use those ugly uniforms.
Yeah, I'd like to know which of these Yankees that now has COVID was, you know, if you're in the All-Star affair and what they did to try to ensure safety there.
It doesn't sound like they did anything, Dan.
Right.
Aaron Judge was the Yankee in question, at least according to the ESPN report, and it doesn't sound like there were a lot of precautions being taken.
Doesn't.
Well, the Yankees have now had two kind of outbreaks while being vaccinated. They had the Johnson & Johnson, right?
They say that.
They claim that everyone was vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not buying it?
No, I'm not, because the chances of that are incredibly low.
They are pretty low when you think it happened twice to the same team.
Right.
But if by all accounts the Delta variant is like the odds for the top Cadillac of vaccines go from 96 to 64 or whatever it is, then I would imagine the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which starts at like 67. That probably lowers pretty significantly too, right?
Yeah,
with this new variation.
But Dan, what you're suggesting is that
that they're lying about
one team has had two outbreaks in their vaccinated population. Come on. No.
The All-Star game as a super spreader event.
Well, I mean, I believe if I'm not mistaken, it was Jason Hayward who said you need to talk about the fans and what the fans are doing, and why would you talk about the players? Look at the fans.
So stupid. So much stupid out there. It's unbelievable.
You know what the great part is? Is none of this is actually about the game. Like, that's the saddest part, is everything that we've just talked about for the last 10 minutes, none of it's actually about baseball. It's just about everything that prevents you from enjoying baseball like you should.
That's a good point.
So old woman take.
So are you guys going to talk 3 hours about ball Funyun?
What? Oh, that's fantastic.
Once again, the top 10 prospects in every major league club remain unscathed. That has been something that has continued to be the pattern here.
But you weren't going to get at that for Jock Peterson.
No, but it's clearly, this is clearly on its face salary.
Oh, this is a salary dump. Sure. Yeah.
And Atlanta could flip him again.
They might. They're only half a game better than the Cubs.
Yeah, but they're only 4 games out instead of 8.
I know, but it's not like they are, you know.
But the Cubs could be 4 games out by the end of the weekend if they take care of business against the Diamondbacks and everything goes right.
What if they don't?
Spoken like a don't? Guy who's
what gonna, can I ask that question?
Sounds like a guy leaving town. Yeah, right. What have you today?
I want to talk a little bit about the what that trade means. It's not so much about the specifics of what they got, but just the fact that it's begun, and it makes it feel real when they start to do that. Rick Camp is going to join us. He's going to talk about the Bulls, about the NBA Finals, and perhaps the Olympic team, Zach LaVine's role in that as well, and the fact that Bulls just made a little signing, a sort of a stealth signing of one of their draft picks that could mean there are ramifications elsewhere on their roster. Score tales today. We are going to tell the tale of herpes football.
I won't say it. I refuse to say it.
It is a real thing.
What?
It is a real thing.
Seriously?
In the history of the score. You are going to hear the truth, the real story about herpes football. Midday Midway, Rick Westhead, the journalist with TSN in Canada, who's got the latest on this Blackhawks situation, which is he apparently can't believe that we're not covering it wall to wall 24/7. And he, I mean, has said as much, like, where is the coverage of this? Because and he's right. It is huge and it does deserve more attention. We'll give it that. And some White Sox, some Cubs, and surprises.
Have a good show.
Have a great one.
Thank you very much.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.